Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Simone Eccleston, Director of Hip Hop Culture and Contemporary Music at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts.
And we are discussing a cool event called Black Women Breaking Ground. It's going to be at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on Saturday, June 19th at 8 p.m. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Jason. It's such a joy to be here.
What's the basic premise here? How did you think to do this? I know it ties into Black Music Month.
Yes. And so in celebration of Black Music Month, Turnaround Arts, the Kennedy Center, and Black Girls Rock are all collaborating to present a night of groundbreaking music by Black women artists. You know, these women defy genre, they innovate sonically, and they combine the past and present in ways that inspire us to imagine a new future.
Great. And will this be, is there a virtual component to this, or is this officially, boom, you know, vaccines are out, we're trying to go back in totally in person on this one?
Well, this is a wonderful opportunity for us to welcome audiences back to the center. And so this is one of our, this is actually like our first public performance in the concert hall that is inviting audiences back. We will have socially distanced seating. We're accommodating about 500 people in our like 2,200 seat concert hall. So we're really excited to welcome audiences back in preparation for our upcoming 21-22 season.
Well, I can't think of a better way as one of the, you know, the first shows back here. Awesome. So you said that it's a, you know, a group of artists that, you know, Black women artists that sort of defy genres. Let's go through them one at a time and you can sort of dish on what makes each one of these artists special. So I guess first of all, we have, and make sure I say this right, is it Angelique Kidjo?
Yeah. And so I can do a quick overview. So I mean,
oh yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. Why don't you give me an overview really quick?
Okay, great. So it is a one night only engagement that spotlights world music icon and 4-time Grammy Award winning vocalist Angelique Kidjo. We have internationally acclaimed and Grammy Award winning R&B vocalist Estelle, and we have Tennessee bred singer-songwriter and turnaround artist Valerie June. Each of them will be performing individual sets, and then it'll be complemented by an introductory and closing number. And so it'll be a tight 80-minute performance in celebration of Black women and Black music.
That sounds great. If you have time, I would love to drill down a little further on each one if you have the notes in front of you. Tell me what makes Angelique Kidjo so special.
I mean, she's like Africa's diva, right? It's like when you're thinking about who she is, as I mentioned before, like a 4-time Grammy Award winning artist. She has, you know, originally from Benin, she has provided voice and visibility to community, right? It's like, if you're thinking about her, like, international impact, you know, she most recently released a new album called Mother Nature, in which she is actually creating an intergenerational dialogue. So she is working with like younger voices from the continent and incorporating a cross section of Afrobeat, Afropop, dancehall, hip hop, and alternative R&B. Right. And so it's like just thinking about how expansive she is as an artist. And then before that, she actually released a 2019 album in celebration of Celia Cruz's music. And so, you know, when we're thinking about who she is, like she's won the best global music album as part of the 2016 Grammys. And then she came back and won best world music album in the 2020 Grammys. So like she's clearly highly acclaimed, clearly working in a diasporic manner, right? And so, and also working both like across, not only across the diaspora, but then across generations. And so I think when we're thinking about just her history and trajectory and like what she has been able to do through her music, in addition to thinking about how invested she is in like community, right? So it's like beyond all of her like critical acclaim as a recording artist, she is also someone who has been committed to humanitarian efforts. And so she has a foundation called the Batanga Foundation, which supports the education of young girls in Africa. She's also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador. And so if we're just thinking about who she is as a force in the world, when we're thinking about Black music and when we're thinking about, you know, Black liberation, because this event is happening on Juneteenth, right? Well, if we're thinking about those things, Angelique offers a blueprint for that.
Yeah, her accomplishments speak for themselves, really. Great. And real quick, before we move on to the next artist, I know she'll be backed by a DC ensemble, right? Mark G. Meadows and the Movement.
Yes, and we're so excited to have him and his band with us. They actually backed Angelique. So this is actually isn't their first collaboration. They actually worked together before when we opened The Reach. And so that was back in September 2019, long before the pandemic set in. And it's just an extraordinary moment to like reunite them again. It feels like we are picking up from where we left off, but also like doing so with like new eyes, you know, like in a new path ahead, you know, like it's a new journey because I think we're all different based on the past 15 months.
Oh yeah. And Mark's come in studio with us for interviews for other shows he's done. And what a good guy, man. So all the best to Mark G. Meadows and the Movement backing Angelique. Yeah. All right, cool. Then moving on, we have Estelle. Remind our listeners maybe that aren't familiar, maybe, but, another major Grammy winner here, R&B.
Yes, indeed. And I'm like, if you don't know her, you should know American Boy, right? It's like, I feel like everybody, there isn't a person that does not know that track, right?
Right.
But she is, you know, originally a West London MC, you know, but she is a Grammy Award winning international vocalist, right? It's like known for R&B soul, but has also been someone who has brought in, you know, like diasporic influences because she is of Senegalese and Grenadian descent, born in the UK, now in LA. So it's like, if we're thinking about Black women and like the diasporic nature of like our identities, who we are and our influences, like this is what you get as part of this program. And this is definitely what you get when you're listening to Estelle. And so she's released 5 solo albums and has had numerous collaborations. I think, you know, it's like definitely American Boy was one of those tracks that helped to put her on the map, right? In terms of like US audiences. But then if we're thinking about songs like Thank You or Conqueror, which was just, it was like an anthem. And something that I think many people may recognize from the show Empire, right? Mm-hmm. But she is like, she defies description, right? Like it's like, and so her like last album was Lovers Rock. And that was a beautiful cross section of like dance hall collaborations, really kind of, I think, celebrating her roots and also reflective of like the fullness of her like artistic palette, her also like curatorial palette, because, you know, like she's curated numerous playlists and or events, whether, you know, activations at Essence Music Festival or even, you know, thinking about her radio show on Apple Music. So, you know, like she is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And we're so excited to have her at the center because I think that she is a voice that represents Black girls everywhere, you know. Black girls and Black women.
And thank you for educating me on. I've obviously known the word diaspora, but I've never heard it used conjugated as diasporic. Thank you for adding
yes,
that to my
toolkit. Yes, no problem.
Diasporic. I love it.
Yes.
cool. And then I guess last but not least, of course, from Tennessee, Valerie June. Remind our listeners what she's all about.
Oh my gosh! So Valerie June is. She is just a diamond, right? In so many ways. And so when we think about Valerie June, she is this beautiful cross-section of the blues and country and folk. And, you know, like she, I think what's beautiful about her is that she really speaks to the spirit, right? And she really speaks, I think, to the soul of the people. And so she recently released her latest album, The Moon and the Stars, Prescriptions for Dreamers. And so, and she actually had a really wonderful performance last night on Kimmel. And she's just extraordinary. She's a turnaround artist as well, who is one of our partners. And so like she has definitely committed herself to young people as well and ensuring that, you know, like they have access to quality education and that, you know, seeing the arts is instrumental to that. But I think beyond that, you know, Valerie just, I think she just represents a voice and a community of artists, you know, that I feel like are oftentimes overlooked and or underrepresented, but are making, you know, like significant statements in regards to us, our history, our trajectory, right? And so, you know, if we're thinking about her latest album, you know, it's a beautiful amalgamation of folk, soul, gospel, country, blues, psychedelica. And I think that like, one of the tracks that I actually really, really, really love from it is Call Me a Fool. It's just beautiful and bluesy. And it just, I think it just, it really kind of gets in your spirit. And I think, you know, if people want to know any other things about her, you know, it's like she released The Order of Time, which was celebrated by Bob Dylan. It clearly made one of the best of years lists by the New York Times. But I think that it's like, you have to experience her. I feel like to experience her is to love her. And the way that she pours into your spirit is the thing that kind of, I think that's like her staying power. And that's what makes her so magical as a performer.
Great. Well, that's quite the lineup, especially, you know, it's one thing to see the names on the page, but, and recognize them. But then when to hear you run through them and list the accomplishments, it's like, oh my gosh, you can't miss this show.
So, you cannot.
anything in closing, how about, I like to end with sort of, have you speak directly to our listeners, sort of like a call to action, you know, hey, everybody, come on out, you know, why don't you give them a call to action here.
Yes. Hey, everybody, come on out. Please join us on Juneteenth, which is this Saturday, June 19th, at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall for Black Women Breaking Ground, an incredible evening featuring Angelique Kidjo, Estelle, and Valerie June, all in the Kennedy Center Concert Hall. You can get tickets at www.kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, -center.org.
And thank you, thankyou. I know the deal. You got to spell it out because people can't, yeah, they need to know on radio. So, all right. I really appreciate you joining this. It'll be a great show, especially for Juneteenth. So again, it's called Black Women Breaking Ground, everybody, at the Kennedy Center, Saturday, June 19th at 8 p.m. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Jason.